This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Kepler Space Telescope has been out there in orbit around the sun for just about 4 years, looking for other planets that might support life. There was a glitch this week, though, a pretty big one that's got the $600 million Kepler in what NASA calls a thruster-controlled safe mode, and it might not ever work right again, which is definitely not what the budgeteers at NASA were hoping for. Sally Herships reports.
So here's the thing about NASA's budget. It is smaller than it used to be, but it's still galaxy-sized, about $17 billion a year, which makes the budget for the Kepler telescope look pretty small. But what do we get for that kind of money?
5 years ago, when I would look up at the night sky, I would think to myself, there has to be a planet out there somewhere, right? There's so many stars.
Bobby Braun teaches space systems at the Georgia Institute of Technology.
But I didn't know that to be true. I just believed it.
Braun says Kepler's findings since then are going to change textbooks. The telescope has identified close to 3,000 candidates for planets and confirmed over 100. And the dreamers and astrophysicists would love to continue the search. But
when you put things in space, they are tricky things to operate, and eventually they wear out.
John Logsdon is professor emeritus at George Washington University's Space Policy Institute. He says Kepler's broken wheel isn't a case of premature failure. NASA says the telescope has already outlived its expected life of 4 years, and it says it still may find a fix.
So is there anything that we would lose by not being able to continue at this point?
Well, you lose more data. And as scientists love data because that data leads to discoveries.
Both Logsdon and NASA say there's so much data from the mission already, it will take scientists years to analyze. In New York, on planet Earth, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.